I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
I want to be clear. This continues to be a very difficult endeavor. But I can report that thanks to the extraordinary service of our troops and civilians on the ground, we are on track to achieve our goals.
President Obama speaking today about the first review of his strategy in Afghanistan. The president said the U.S. is entering a new phase where it can begin handing over more responsibility to Afghan security forces in July, even as this was the deadliest year for civilians and U.S. troops in Afghanistan since the war there started. The White House this morning released a five-page summary of the assessment of President Obama's strategy in Afghanistan, concluding that the surge in troops ordered by the president has diminished the influence of both al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and that while the challenge remains to make the gains durable, the U.S. can begin troop withdrawals next July. Rajiv Chandrasekaran is Washington Post Associate Editor. Rajiv, you write that dissenters in the administration kept quiet when this review began last fall, and so some analysts said this review is going to be rosy. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it is a skeptical review. I don't read this as a wholehearted endorsement that the counterinsurgency strategy has fundamentally reversed the situation in Afghanistan. And in fact, it seems to lay the groundwork, perhaps, for a shift in the coming year or two toward more of a targeted counterterrorism-type strategy that would focus on attacks against senior al-Qaeda leaders and their Taliban allies, as opposed to a broader nation-building effort using U.S. forces there.
This is what Vice President Joe Biden wanted all along. Well, I want to be clear about what you're saying, because yesterday we saw parts of two intelligence reports on the war in Afghanistan leaked, and they were said to have a much more pessimistic view than the president's report, saying that there's a limited success as long as militants have safe havens in Pakistan, and Pakistan doesn't seem to be able to eliminate those safe havens.
I think what we've seen from this publicly released report is that they get it at it between the lines. There's certainly a takeaway from this that sanctuaries in Pakistan pose a real threat to the overall strategy. It's difficult for the administration to come out and engage in a massive public broadside against Pakistan, but the assessments that were leaked from the intelligence community are views that are held among senior members of the president's national security team, and there's a deep concern that the continued presence of those insurgent sanctuaries fundamentally bedevils the counterinsurgency strategy that the military is trying to pursue across the border in Afghanistan.
Well, and you also write that the outlook could be even more pessimistic because you quote an advisor to the military saying, winter is the season of eternal optimism in Afghanistan because fighters go to sanctuaries in Pakistan during cold weather, and that somewhat skews the statistics.
Indeed, and this may be one key reason why skeptics within senior ranks of the administration chose not to use this December's review process as the moment to argue the strategy's not working and to argue what the pace of troop drawdown should be. They've decided to wait until the spring or maybe even the early summer to make that case, in part because General David Petraeus, the top coalition commander, presented a lot of statistics showing recent security gains. And some of those security gains are real, but historically it's been the case that violence has ebbed in the fall and winter months. And so what some of these skeptics believe is that come spring, come early summer, the trend lines will be heading in the other direction, and that will help their case to argue that the strategy is not working as well as it should. I should also add that another tack some of these skeptics may take is instead to embrace the military's argument that they have been making success and say, well, we gave you the troops, you've told us you've made a lot of success, now let's get some return on investment and start bringing those troops home because you yourself have said the strategy is working.
That's Rajiv Chandrasekaran, a Washington Post Associate Editor. Rajiv, thank you so much.
A pleasure to talk to you.